Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me.
The Atlanta Business League holds its 36th annual CEO Luncheon this Tuesday, May the 20th, beginning at 11 a.m. at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis downtown. Each year, the ABL recognizes business leaders for outstanding development and community activities. This year's honorees include Dennis Boyden with AT&T, Bill Bowling, of course, with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, Doug Shipman with the Center for Civil and Human Rights, Emmanuel Jones with Legacy Ford, Cynthia Day with Citizens Trust Bank, and the president of the Atlanta City Council and WCLK member, Caesar Mitchell. That's quite a roster on this year's event, Mr. Bullard.
You do, and you also have Doug Shipman with the Center for Civil and Human Rights. And, you know, Atlanta has a wealth of community and business leaders, and this is a great lineup and a great representation of that community.
Why is the Atlanta Business League important to you, and why is it important to Chick-fil-A?
No, it's really important to me because I grew up in Atlanta, metropolitan Atlanta, and I got a chance to see legendary business leaders like Carl Ware, got a chance to see community leaders like Maynard Jackson and Andy Young, and it really shaped my vision and my sense of self. It really shaped what I think and thought I could do. So very important. So from a Chick-fil-A perspective, we're very excited about all the things that ABL is doing, but particularly excited about a couple of programs. One, The Bridge, which is fostering new entrepreneurs and giving entrepreneurs between the age of 21 and 40 an opportunity to be mentored, an opportunity to do great things. And Chick-fil-A, having been started by Truett Cathy, is an entrepreneurial company and really believes in fostering entrepreneurship and believes that entrepreneurship is such a catalyst and a vehicle for our community. We're also excited about the Student Business Shadow Program. And this is where children get an opportunity to shadow business leaders, to hear about business leaders that they may not otherwise have known about. You know, oftentimes we get a chance to celebrate, and rightfully so, athletes and entertainers. And I am definitely in that boat to celebrate athletes and entertainers. But we also need to celebrate our business leaders so that children can understand what they can grow up to be and have high expectations for themselves in all areas of life.
Well, and in point of fact, they might be more likely to make it in business than they are in, say, oh, I don't know, the NBA or the NFL.
Absolutely. You know, not every kid can dunk, and not every kid is 6'10". Not every kid is going to play in Major League Baseball or in the NFL. But everyone, even when those careers are over, someone like Dikembe Mutombo, who had a wonderful Hall of Fame career, now finds himself doing wonderful things in the community, wonderful things in business. So everyone will eventually find themselves in this area of their life.
We're talking this morning on Community Focus on WCLK with Rodney Bullard. He's Vice President of Community Affairs for Chick-fil-A, and he's Executive Director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. We're talking specifically about the Atlanta Business League and its 36th annual CEO Luncheon on Tuesday at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis downtown. And WCLK will have a presence there, and we'll be talking to some of these honorees. If we have a listener this morning, Mr. Bullard, who's hearing about the ABL, maybe they've heard about it before, maybe this is the first time they're hearing about the Atlanta Business League, who should be involved with the Atlanta Business League?
I think anybody who is concerned about our community and concerned about business should be involved with the Atlanta Business League. There are a number of programs, whether they are empowerment programs for women, empowerment programs for small business leaders, a number of recognition opportunities, a number of social opportunities and relational opportunities. And as we all know, business really is predicated off of relationship. So we all should be involved with this organization. It's been around since 1933 and has been supporting the city of Atlanta for quite some time.
So if you're an entrepreneur and you're struggling to make it, and you've got a small business and you want to grow it into a larger business, attending an ABL event is not only a chance to feel better about the hard work you're doing, but it's also a chance maybe to meet someone you end up doing some business with.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful place where you can network. It's a wonderful place where you can learn, a wonderful place where you can grow your business skills and grow your bottom line.
You know, it's a great list of people that you're honoring on Tuesday. Could you talk to us a little bit about maybe some of these honorees, your own impressions of the work they do? When we talk about somebody like Bill Bowling, maybe everybody in Atlanta knows who Bill Bowling is. A lot of people might know who Caesar Mitchell is, but a couple of these other people, a little bit less known, but have a huge impact in our area.
Well, you have a tremendous lineup. You have State Senator Emanuel Jones, who's a personal mentor of mine, who is not only a great legislative ambassador, but also is a prolific business person. You have Cynthia Day, who runs Citizens Trust Bank, which has been in Atlanta since the 1920s, and Cynthia is a black female who runs a very significant bank in our community, and that's someone we should know, and that's someone we should celebrate. And Doug Shipman, you know, the Center for Civil and Human Rights is coming out of the ground and will be open soon, and it will celebrate the legacy of civil rights in not only our community, but really our nation. And he is a very bright young leader, Harvard-educated young man, Emory-educated young man, who is really a breath of fresh air and exactly what we need in our community.
And again, these people are going to be honored at the 36th Annual ABL CEO Luncheon. This is on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, May 20th, starting at 11 at the Marriott Marquis. If you are interested in attending this event, if there are a few seats still available, you can go to abl.org or you can call them at 404-584-8126. Rodney, what about your own life and your own business journey? What caused you to reach a point where you're not just an ABL member, but you're also serving as a co-chair for an event like this?
Well, I'm really proud to serve as a co-chair along with John Duchesne from Channel 11 WXIA. And really, I'm serving as a co-chair because Liana Barr Davenport called, and when she calls, you answer the call. But I'm also serving because I know the work that the Atlanta Business League has done. And as I said earlier, I grew up here in metropolitan Atlanta. I grew up in Decatur. And I got a chance to see, you know, prolific business leaders, strong community leaders who all have been involved with the Atlanta Business League over the years. And so I felt that it was really incumbent upon me, incumbent upon Chick-fil-A, to be very authentic in our membership with the Atlanta Business League. And so we're really proud partners with the work that is going on, particularly programs that are fostering entrepreneurship, fostering our young people to follow in the footsteps of legendary business leaders like Truett Cathy, the Arthur Blanks of the world. And for us to continue that legacy here in Atlanta of growing strong businesses and developing our community.
So from your viewpoint now, where you're kind of in the executive wing of the office, you were once a young, struggling student. We're here at Clark Atlanta University. We've got commencement coming up on Monday. We have a whole lot of 22, 23-year-old young people getting a degree and going out into the world for the first time. What sort of advice would you offer a graduating senior at Clark Atlanta University this morning?
I would suggest that a graduating senior from Clark Atlanta, my mother's alma mater, by the way, would follow their passions, and pursue them strongly. And I would also suggest that they don't let failure be an option. It doesn't mean that they won't fail, but don't let that be your final option. Don't let no be your final word. Don't suffer from the soft bigotry of low expectations for your life. Have high expectations, follow your passions, and continue in a very diligent and tenacious fashion towards your goal.
Sometimes no is just an opportunity.
Absolutely, it is.
We've been talking with Rodney Bullard. He's Vice President of Community Affairs for Chick-fil-A and Executive Director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation, and he is co-chair, along with John Duchesne from 11 Alive, for the Atlanta Business League 36th Annual CEO Luncheon this Tuesday, May the 20th, at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis downtown. If you want more information about the Atlanta Business League and their events like this one, or if you're interested in becoming a member, you can find them at abl.org, or you can call them at 404-584-8126. Rodney Bullard, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.